Jayom Vishnupad Paramahansa Pariva Jakacharja Astadara Sata Sri Sriman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Sri Sigarnatai Ki Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Lady Subhadra Maharani Ki Sri Sri Prahlad Nisringadev Ki Sri Lakshmi Nisringadev Ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi Glories to the Assembled Devotees Glories to the Assembled Devotees All Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hariwal, bring this. Bring it in the front. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Hare Krishna. So this is the beginning of a seminar on Vaishnav etiquette.
Ovo je početak našeg seminara koji će se ticati vaishnavskog ponašanja ili vaishnav etikete.
So we're a little bit cut for time. So we have to end this a little earlier than usual, but we'll try to at least get a start today.
Nažalost, vrijeme nam je malo skraćeno, tako da ćemo morati završiti prije no što je planirano, no eto, pokušat ću danas barem da započnemo.
Vaishnav etiquette, Vaishnav behavior, this is something that has been a very, what we say, prominent part of our practice of Krishna consciousness.
Vaishnava ponašanje, Vaishnava etiketa je jedan vrlo istaknuti dio našeg prakticiranja svjesnosti Krišne.
Actually, Srila Prabhupada said the behavior of a devotee or the conduct of a devotee is actually the way to tell who is actually a devotee.
Zapravo Srila Prabhupada je rekao da je se samo po ponašanju određenog bakte, samo po ponašanju osobe može reći ko je odista bakta.
When someone asks Srila Prabhupada, how do you tell a Vaishnava?
Kad je neko pitao Prabhupada, kako prepoznaješ Vaishnava?
Prabhupada said the person is a perfect gentleman or, in the case, a perfect gentle lady.
I Prabhupada je rekao da takva osoba je savršeni džentlmen ili u slučaju ženskog spola savršena, kako bi rekli to, gospođa.
What that means is the Vaishnava always gives respect to everybody.
To znači da Vaishnava uvijek na pravilan način ukazuje poštovanje drugima.
That is the Vaishnava. That is their character, that they actually respect everyone according to their position.
To je dakle Vaishnava. Takav je karakter Vaishnava. On zna ukazivati poštu svakome u skladu sa njegovim položajem.
I'll start off by reading a series of verses which were spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita to Srila Sanatan Goswami.
Započet ću čitanjem niza stihova koje je gospodin Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu izgovorio u Chaitanya Charitamriti dok je za vrijeme poučavanja Sanatana Goswami.
Srila Sanatan Goswami is what we say the epitome of Vaishnav behavior.
Sanatan Goswami je ono što nazivamo epitomom vaishnavskog ponašanja.
He says, my dear Sanatan, although you are the deliverer of the entire universe,
on kaže, dragi moj Sanatan, iako si izbavitelj cijelog univerzuma,
and although even the demigods and great saints are purified by touching you,
iako čak i polubogovi i veliki sveci se pročišćavaju samo dodirnuvši te,
it is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnava etiquette.
Ipak karakter bhakte, I'm sorry.
It is the characteristic of a devotee to observe.
Priroda je bhakte da slijedi i da štiti te odlike vaishnavskog ponašanja u sebi.
Maintenance of the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee.
održavanje ili pridržavanje Vaishnava etiketi je ukras bhakte.
And then Lord Chaitanya goes on. This is, that was two verses. The third verse is, if one transgresses the laws of etiquette.
I to su bila znači dva stiha. U trećem gospodin Chaitanya nastavlja. Ako neko prekrši zakone etikete, etikecije,
people make fun of him.
A ljudi mu ga se podsmijavaju, ljudi mu se podsmijavaju.
And thus he is vanquished in both this world and in the next.
I tako on gubi oslonac kako u ovom, tako i u idućem svijetu.
So we can see from that statement by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how important it is in the conduct, the etiquette and behavior of a devotee.
Iz izjave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saznajemo koliko je bitna za Vaishnava etiketa, koliko je bitno ponašanje ili kako se bhakta ophodi.
Lord Chaitanya uses the example or the analogy of an ornament.
Gospodin Chaitanya koristi analogiju ukrasa.
An ornament is just like if one is dressed very nicely, one may have maybe a flower or some jewel that is really outstanding in their dress, which is very noticeable.
Na primjer, kad se neko lijepo obuče, onda može se ukrasiti sa cvijetom ili sa nekim draguljem koji je izuzetan i to je lako primjetljiva stvar.
So that is called the ornament or the ornamentation, the decoration.
I takvo nešto naziva ukrasom ili dekoracijom.
So in the same way, the behavior, the conduct of a devotee is what is seen by everyone.
I na sličan način, ponašanje bhakte je ono što svako može vidjeti.
Therefore, Prabhupada said, behavior, character, and preaching. These are the orders of importance.
I zato je Prabhupada rekao ponašanje, karakter i propovjedanje. Te su stvari raspoređene po svome značaju, po svojoj težini.
If one is preaching, but their behavior is not very good, and then people will not, what we say, respect that person, nor will they take them seriously.
Ako neka osoba propovjeda, međutim, njegovo ponašanje nije baš najbolje, onda ga ljudi ili neće slušati, ili ga neće shvaćati jako ozbiljno.
There's one little story where Srila Prabhupada was listening to one lady. She was describing about this yogi, this saint that she was following.
Postoji mala priča o Prabhupadu koji je slušao jednu gospođu kako je opisivala tog sveca ili jogija čije je sljedbenik ona bila.
And then Prabhupada asked, well, what is his philosophy? And Prabhupada used to do that. They would ask, what is the philosophy?
I Prabhupada ju je zapitao, a koja je njegova filozofija? On je imao običaj.
And then she explained.
Ona je objasnila.
And then Prabhupada said, philosophy without character is useless.
I onda je Prabhupada rekao, filozofija bez karaktera je beskorisna stvar.
Or behavior.
Ili bez pravilnog ponašanja.
It says in the scriptures that, you know, at the time of death, if one doesn't have proper behavior, then all the conclusions of all the philosophical knowledge that they may have is lost at the time of death.
Rečeno je da u trenutku smrti svi zaključci i sva razumijevanja filozofskih poanti koje je osoba stekla tijekom života bivaju izgubljeni ukoliko on nije stekao i dobre navike, pravilno ponašanje.
So these are just some general principles about Vaishnava behavior.
Ovo su samo neki općeniti principi koji se tiču vaishnavskog ponašanja.
Now, of course, behavior and character and etiquette is found within the scriptures in different categories.
I također u spisima su ponašanje, etikecija, karakter svrstani u različite kategorije.
There's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion. We find so much emphasis on how to act, how to behave in different categories of activities.
Na primjer, u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu je naglašeno na puno mjesta kako da se ophodimo u skladu sa različitim kategorijama djelovanja.
And then we find also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, you write a book and describe in that book what is the behavior, what are the activities of a Vaishnava.
I Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je također naredio Sanatana Goswamiju da napiše knjigu u kojoj će opisati kako se Vaishnava treba ponašati.
And that book is Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is really emphasizes the behavior of a Vaishnav, but particularly for those who are in the Grihastha ashram.
И та книга Гривакти Вилас, која ставља посебни нагласак на вајшнавско понашање, меѓутим са освртом на живот у Грихаста ашраму.
I'll read a few more statements just to emphasize this, because sometimes we see that, you know, a person has position or a person has knowledge, and that really is the seen as the elevation of that person.
Ponekad vidimo da osoba bi se stekla određenim položajem, posjeduje znanje, i mi smatramo da da, to je način na koji se osoba uzdiže, ali ja ću sad pročitati nekoliko citata da bi naglasio važnost ponašanja.
But actually etiquette is more important.
Jer ponašanje je bitnije.
Here, I'll read one statement. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas. This is written by Srila Sanatan Goswami.
Evo sada jedna izjava iz Hari Bhakti Vilasa Sanatan Goswamijem.
Since nothing can be successful without sadachar,
bez sadachara niti jedna stvar neće biti uspješna.
Sadachar means proper behavior.
Sadachar znači pravilno ponašanje.
Every action should be performed with proper etiquette.
Zato svaka djelatnost se treba izvoditi sa pravilnom etikecijom.
We must act according to the proper etiquette.
Trebamo djelovati u skladu sa pravilnom etikecijom.
The heart of a saintly person is free from contamination.
Srce svete osobe je slobodno od zagađenosti.
The way a saintly person acts is known as proper etiquette.
I način na koji sveta osoba djeluje, taj je način poznat, ili to je djelovanje poznato kao pravilna etiketa.
So this is from Hari Bhakti Vilas.
To što smo čuli, znači iz Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Here's another statement.
Još jedna izjava.
If a person reads the six branches of the Vedas,
ako osoba pročita šest dijelova Veda,
without practicing proper etiquette,
međutim ne ponaša se pravilno,
he does not become purified.
Ona se neće pročistiti.
Just as a bird flies away from the nest as soon as its wings grow,
kao što ptica odleti daleko od svoga gnjezda čim joj izrastu krila,
the Vedas leave him at the time of death.
Vede ga napuštaju u trenutku smrti.
So here again we see, although one may have great knowledge, but without proper etiquette, you know, all that knowledge is forgotten, it's useless.
Ovdje ponovo čujemo, osoba može posjedovati veliko znanje, međutim, bez pravilne etikecije, svo to znanje je beskorisno.
Proper etiquette increases fame, opulence, longevity, and destroys all inauspiciousness.
Pravilno ponašanje produžava život, uništava sve nepovoljnosti.
O king, this is now this is a statement from, I believe from, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. O king, proper etiquette gives the results of dharma, artha and kama.
Ovo je, čini mi se, izjava iz Bhagavatama. O kralju, pravilno ponašanje podaruje sve rezultate dharma, artha i kama.
Therefore, a wise person very carefully performs the proper etiquette described in the scriptures.
Zbog toga mudra osoba vrlo pažljivo se pridržava pravilne etikecije opisane u spisima.
So again, these are just some general statements just to see the importance of Vaishnava etiquette.
Da, i to su bile neke općenite izjave da bismo sagledali značaj Vaishnava etikete.
There's one statement by Sanatan Goswami, and he's speaking to Srila Haridas Thakur.
A ovo što ćemo čuti je sada Sanatan Goswami koji se obraća Srila Haridas Thakuru.
He said, some people preach, but their behavior is not very good.
Kaže, neki ljudi propovjedaju, ali njihovo ponašanje nije baš dobro.
And others, they don't preach, but their behavior is, what we say, impeccable, good.
Drugi pak ne propovjedaju, ali njihovo je ponašanje besprijekorno, to je dobro.
But you are the best of all because you're preaching and your behavior is in line with all the qualities mentioned in the Vedas.
A ti si najbolji zato što i propovjedaš, a i tvoje ponašanje u potpunosti u skladu sa onome što Vede podučavaju.
So we see again the importance of behavior and preaching together, but actually behavior is actually, if one is behaving properly, they're preaching by their behavior.
I ovdje ponovo možemo sagledati važnost ponašanja i propovjedanja, naravno, međutim, ukoliko osoba se pravilno ponaša sa samim time, ona i propovjeda.
So we have different categories of behavior in the temple.
Normalno, postoje različite kategorije ponašanja, kao što je ponašanje u hramu.
It's like in front of the deity, there's certain behavior.
Kad se nalazi ispred božanstava, osoba se treba ponašati na određeni način.
Of course, you know, worshiping in the temple, there's a type of behavior that is required.
Pri obožavanju u hramu osoba se mora pridržavati određenog načina ponašanja.
Dress, appearance, class, kirtans.
Ovisno o tome da li je na kirtanu, da li je na lekciji, ovisno
prasadam, handling sacred items, taking and honoring prasadam.
Onda prihvaćanje i čašćenje prasadama.
There's so many. There's etiquette amongst Vaishnavas, amongst different classes of Vaishnavas.
Postoje također pravila ponašanja između različitih kategorija Vaishnava.
There's etiquette etiquette for management. There's a certain etiquette on how to manage.
Postoje također pravila ponašanja za menadžera, kako da upravljaju.
Is etiquette in public places?
Postoji etiketija za javnost, kako se ponašati u javnosti.
There's what we say etiquette amongst how to interact with other sampradayas.
Onda načini ponašanja kako se ophoditi prema drugim sampradajama.
There's etiquette in how to honor and receive guests.
Onda etiketa kako dočekati gosta, kako ga ugostiti.
Etiquette on how to deal with other spiritual groups such as the Mayavadis and others.
Kako se ophoditi prema drugim duhovnim grupama kao što su Mayavadi ili neki drugi.
There's many etiquette in how to dress properly.
Kako se pravilno oblačiti.
How men should treat women.
Kako se muškarac ili muškarci trebaju ophoditi prema ženama.
Etiquette in how to act in holy places.
Kako se ponašati na svetom mjestu?
So the list goes on and on. There's a type of behavior that is conducive for executing spiritual life in different types of environments that makes that activity progressive.
Tako da taj se spisak nastavlja, postoje različite vrste ponašanja koje se prakticiraju u različitim okolnostima i različitim situacijama, tako da možemo napredovati dalje u duhovnom životu.
Vaishnav etiquette, Vaishnav behavior brings out devotion.
Jer Vaishnava ponašanje, ono iz njega se rađa, iz njega se iznjedruje devocija.
So it's very, again, this is very important that devotees learn what is the etiquette and practice it.
Zato je jako bitno da bhakti nauče etiketu i da je također sprovode.
Because it's otherwise we're practicing Krishna consciousness and we're trying to make advancement, we're trying to develop the qualities of a Vaishnava. But at the same time, if our behavior is not in line with what is recommended, then progress is very slow.
U suprotnom, iako mi možemo nastojati prakticirati svjesnost Krišne i uzdizati se, međutim, kada to ponašanje nije kako treba, onda će napredak biti vrlo spor.
What makes Vaishnav etiquette easily practice if one follows this one principle?
Što Vaishnava etiketu čini lako prihvatljivom i lako sprovjedljivom slijedeći jednog principa?
And that is simple living. High thinking.
A taj je princip jednostavno življenje, visoko razmišljenje.
We've heard Prabhupada speak about this so many times. He would use the statement, simple living, high thinking, this is our practice.
Prabhupada je često govorio o tome i možemo čuti njegovu izjavu. Na primjer, jednostavno življenje, mislim da je to praksa koju mi trebamo sprovoditi.
People generally have what they call high living and no thinking.
Ljudi uglavnom komplicirano žive i uopće ne razmišljaju.
One is too busy living to take time to think.
Čovjek je prezauzet životom da bi si odvojio malo vremena za razmišljanje.
So this applies to all ashrams, not just what we might say the renounced ashrams, but all ashrams should live according to their needs.
I to je primjenljivo na sve ashrame, ne samo na sanjas. Svako treba živjeti u skladu sa svojim potrebama.
And that way they can have take time for practicing Krishna consciousness successfully.
I tako može dobiti dovoljno vremena da može uspješno praktizirati svjesnost Krišne.
Okay. So there's I can read a few more statements just to give some more general principles.
Mogu pročitati još nekoliko izjava tako da bismo se upoznali sa još više općenitih principa.
Again, is that quote from Prabhupada, act in such a way that they will see, what Prabhupada is referring, they, people in general, will see of we are of ideal character.
Prabhupada izjava, djeluj na takav način da oni mogu vidjeti, rekavši oni, Prabhupada misli na ljude uopće, da oni mogu vidjeti da je naš karakter, they may see that.
How do you recognize a Vaishnava? Again, Prabhupada, he is a perfect gentleman.
Da, kako prepoznajemo Vaishnavu? On je savršeni gentleman.
What that means is this is the principle. A Vaishnava gives respect to everyone.
Što to znači? To znači da Vaishnava ukazuje poštovanje svakome ili svima.
What does that mean to give respect to everyone?
A što to znači poštovati svakoga?
That means to see within the heart of all living entities Krishna is there.
To znači sagledati da se u srcu svakog živog bića nalazi Krishna.
Every living entity, the super soul, the indwelling manifestation of the Lord is sitting within the heart of all living entities.
U svakom živom biću je nadduša, taj unutrašnji skriveni prijatelj se nalazi u svačijem srcu.
So a Vaishnava is not a Prabhupada said Vaishnava is not a he's not a thief. He's not a He's not out to get something. He's out to give something.
Prabhupada je rekao, Vaishnava nije kradljivac. On nije tu da bi nešto dobio. On dolazi da bi dao.
In order to give, we also have to respect others. So therefore, a Vaishnava sees within the heart of everyone, Krishna is there.
A da bi dao, također mora drugi poštovati. I zato Vaishnava može sagledati da je u srcima svakog živog biće Krišna smješten.
Well, that doesn't mean that you can associate closely with everyone, but it means that according to that person's position, one should respect them.
To normalno ne znači da se možete sa bilo kim intimno družiti. Ne, već da svakoga trebamo poštovati u skladu sa položajem koji zauzima.
It's not like you say, oh, here's a vice, Krishna's in the heart of a tiger, so let me embrace the tiger.
Nije da ćete reći, pa Krishna je u srcu tigra, zašto ga ne bih zagrlio?
No, that's not the idea.
Ne, to nije smisao.
It means that according to one's situation, one has to give respect.
Znači da svaka osoba se treba poštovati u skladu sa njezinim položajem.
I can read a few more. This is... Here Prabhupada's talking in during the days of the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement, Prabhupada was emphasizing so important reaching out and building the movement.
U početnim danima svjesnosti Krishna, što Prabhupada je jako puno insistirao na tome da se na pravilan način društvo izgradi i također da se dopre do ljudi vani.
And therefore so many projects were starting, book distribution was developing, and programs for reaching out and bringing people in from different ways.
Zato su započeti mnogi programi, počelo se razvijati dijeljenje knjiga i puno drugih programa s kojima se moglo doprijeti do ljudi vani i privući ih ka društvu.
But in 1972 Prabhupada made this statement.
No 72. Prabhupada je izjavio sljedeće.
This is a letter to one senior devotee, his name was Rupanuga Maharaj. This was in 1972.
Ovo je pismo koje je upućeno jednom starijem bhakti, zvao se Rupanuga Maharaj, 72. godine.
Now, I want that we shall concentrate on making our devotees Krishna conscious.
Sada želim da se usredsredimo na povećanje, da učinimo naše bhakte svjesne Krishne.
and ourselves becoming Krishna conscious.
I da mi, kada mi sami postanemo svjesni Krishna,
and not be so concerned with expanding ourselves widely.
To treba biti naša briga i ne trebamo se toliko brinuti na neograničeno širenje.
Without any spiritual content.
A ukoliko ne posjedujemo duhovni sadržaj sami.
Just like boiling the milk, it becomes thicker and sweeter.
Tako, isto kao kad iskuhavamo mlijeko, ono postaje gušće i slađe.
Now you do that, boil the milk.
Sada radite na tome, iskuhavite mlijeko.
So Prabhupada was saying, now we're making so many devotees, now we have to concentrate on developing the qualities of devotees that we're making, and not just keep bringing people in, and then we have a big organization, but really no, not much substance.
Prabhupada je rekao, do sada smo se koncentrirali više na stvaranje bhakta. Međutim, sada se trebamo skoncentrirati na to da naši članovi razviju vajšnavske odlike, a ne samo da nagomilavamo članovi, onda imamo veliku organizaciju, ali nedostaje suština.
Okay. Here's another thing.
Još jedna stvar
this
ovdje.
This is another letter to a devotee named Patita Udaran. This was in 1974, December.
U 12. mjesecu 74. još jedno pismo koje je upućeno nekom bhakti.
So we all have to cooperate amongst ourselves.
Svi mi moramo surađivati međusobno.
Otherwise, what will people think if we ourselves fight with one another?
Inače, što će ljudi misliti ako mi se mi neprestano svađamo međusobno?
A devotee is always ideal in behavior.
Bhakta je uvijek savršenog ponašanja.
So again, Prabhupada emphasizes the importance of cooperation and working together.
A ovdje ponovo Prabhupada naglašava značaj ponašanja, vajšnavskog ponašanja i zajedničke suradnje.
Here's another letter. This is 1969 to Gargamuni.
Još jedno pismo. 69. upućeno Gargamuniju.
Your humble repentance is just like a Vaishnav student. So I thank you very much for this humbleness.
Tvoje ponizno kajanje nalikuje učeniku Vaishnavi. Ja ti zahvaljujem na tvojoj poniznosti.
Lord Chaitanya taught us that to be humbler than the grass on the street and more tolerant than the tree. So these are the symptoms of a Vaishnav.
Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nas je učio da budemo ponizni od slamke na ulici, podnošljivi od drveta. To je ponašanje Vaishnava.
Okay, so again he's explaining the importance of developing the qualities of humility.
Znači ponovo naglašava tu poantu nužde razvijanja odlike poniznosti.
So there's one letter after another about the importance of humility, the importance of cooperation, the importance of working together.
Imamo ovdje cijeli niz različitih pisama koje govore o značaju poniznosti, o značaju suradnje.
Okay. So these are just general principles. There's much, much more, but for the next, I guess, the remainder of this period and the next three sessions, try to go into Vaishnav etiquette in certain, what we say, areas. We can discuss what is proper conduct within certain categories of activities.
Da, to su neke općenite principe. Sada u ostatku današnjeg termina i u tri sljedeća, na tri naša sljedeća susreta ćemo govoriti o Vaishnava ponašanju u određenim oblastima.
I'll read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is from the fourth canto, eighth chapter, verse number 34. This was spoken by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj.
Sad ću pročitati jedan stih iz četvrtog pjevanja Srimad Bhagavatama u kome se Narada Muni obraća Dhruva Maharaju.
He says, every person should act like this.
Kaže, svaka osoba se treba ovako ponašati.
When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be pleased.
Kada susretne osobu naprednije kvalificiranije od njega, treba osjećati radost, zadovoljstvo.
When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate.
Kada susretne osobu koja je manje kvalificirana od njega, treba osjećati samilost.
And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship.
A sa osobom koja mu je jednaka, treba se sprijateljiti.
So in this way one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world.
Na taj način osoba nikad neće pasti pod utjecaj trostrukih nevolja materijalnog svijeta.
And this is Srila Prabhupada's purport.
I sada čitamo iz komentara Srila Prabhupada.
Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious of them.
Uglavnom kada susretnemo osobu koja je kvalificiranija od nas, postajemo zavidni na nju.
When we find someone less qualified, we deride them.
Kada susretnemo nekog koga je manje kvalificirano, nas prezirom se obhodimo.
And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our own activities.
A kada susretnemo osobu koja nam je jednaka, onda postajemo skupa ponosni na svoje djelovanje.
And Prabhupada says these are the cause of all material tribulations.
I Prabhupada kaže to je uzrok svih materijalnih uznemirenja.
The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly.
Veliki svetac Narada zato savjetuje bhakta treba se ponašati, djelovati savršeno.
Instead of being envious of one more qualified, one should be jolly to receive them.
Umjesto da bude zavidan onoga kojemu je nadređen, koji je kvalificirani, treba biti radostan da se susretne s njim.
Instead of being impressive to a less qualified person, one should be compassionate.
Umjesto da se ponižava onog komu je podređen, treba biti samilostan prema njemu.
And try to raise them up to the proper standard.
I treba pokušati ga uzdići do pravilnog standarda.
And when one meets one equal, instead of becoming proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend.
A kada se susretne s nekom komu je jednak, umjesto da postane ponosan na svoje djelovanje, treba se prema toj osobi ophoditi kao prema prijatelju.
One should also have compassion for the people in general who are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna.
Također treba osjećati samilost prema ljudima uopće koji ispaštaju zbog zaboravnosti, zbog zaboravljanja Krišne.
Srila Prabhupada ends the purport by saying these important functions will make one happy within this material world.
I Prabhupada završava komentar rekavši ove bitne djelatnosti će učiniti čovjeka sretnim unutar materijalnog svijeta.
So these are very, very important points to understand because actually by acting this way, one will always be happy and satisfied in all of one's relationships.
I ovo su vrlo bitne poante, jer djelujući na takav način, osoba će ostati sretna i zadovoljna u svim odnosima koje gradi.
So here there is described of what is the wrong way and what is the right way.
I ovdje je opisan kako pogrešan, tako i ispravni put.
Generally, when people meet someone more qualified than them, or if that person has the same type of occupation, then they become envious, or they try to tear them down, or they try to excel themselves so they can become better than them.
Uglavnom, kada čovjek sretne osobu koja je nadređena ili koja se bavi istim zanimanjem, onda postane zavidna na njega ili ga pokuša degradirati ili pokuša sebe unaprijediti na taj način da zauzme njegov položaj.
This is envy.
To se zove zavist.
Of course, envy is a very strong element within the material world and is really why the living entity is here, because of our envious of Krishna, we fall to the material world and then we become envious of each other.
Normalno, zavist je jako jedan snažan element u materijalnom svijetu i na kraju krajeva to je razlog zašto smo ovdje. Živo biće pada u materijalni svijet zbog zavisti prema Krišni i ovdje postajemo zavidni jedni na drugi.
So someone has more position, more influence, or even one is more qualified, one becomes envious.
Iako neko ima viši položaj, ako ima snažniji utjecaj, ako je kvalificiraniji, onda drugi postoje zavidni.
Yes, as you see this in the material world all the time.
To je neprestano prisutno i vidljivo u materijalnom svijetu.
But it can also enter into devotee circles too. And one is feeling unhappy because someone else is more advanced or someone else is getting more facility.
Ali i među baktama osoba se može posjećati osjećati zavist zato što je neko napredniji ili zato što mu date veće mogućnosti.
This is envy and this is not at all Vaishnava quality.
To je zavist i daleko je od Vaishnava odlika.
Actually, if someone is more advanced or serving Krishna nice, a devotee feels happy.
Ako bhakta vidi da je neko napredniji ili da na bolji način od njega služi Krišna, onda on postaje sretan.
If someone is making nice advancement and doing so many wonderful things and somehow or other is getting the mercy of Krishna in so many wonderful ways, others think, wow, I want to be like that too, but at the same time one feels happy for that person. Because that's Krishna consciousness.
Ako neko čini divne stvari, ako stječe Krišnu milost na različite načine, onda Bhakta to vidi i kaže, da, ja bi također želio biti, tako djelovati, ali istovremeno osjeća radost.
So then one upon receiving or meeting such a person, one becomes happy.
I kada osoba čita o takvoj osobi ili je ima priliku dočekati, ugostiti, onda postaje sretna.
Now, on the equal level, when people in generally the material definition of equality is when people get together as friends, they always tell each other how great they are.
I sada kada govorimo o jednakosti, na materijalnoj razini, kada se ljudi skupe zajedno na jednakom nivou, onda ono što rade je da govore jedni drugima kako su oni uzvišeni.
I did this, I did that. You should understand that I'm your friend and you have such a good friend.
Ja sam učinio ovo, ti si učinio ono. Mora ti biti jasno da sam ja tvoj prijatelj, a Boga mi imaš sjajnog prijatelja.
You want your friend to appreciate that you are such a good friend.
A želite
so
da
many
vaš,
good qualities.
Želite da vaš prijatelj cijeni to što ima tako divnog prijatelja sa izvanrednim odlikama.
Yeah, this is what goes on. It's friendship. People brag about, you know, all to each other about how great they are or what they've done.
I takve stvari se zbivaju, takva vrsta prijateljstva. Ljudi se hvale jedni drugima kakve su sve veličanstvene stvari
učinili. Then again, that's not Krishna conscious.
Međutim, to nije svjesno Krishna.
A devotee is humble, devotee is not proud of anything that they may have done on behalf of Krishna.
Bhakta je ponizan, on se ne ponosi ni sa čim što je mogao, možda učinio u Krishnino ime.
Fact, a devotee always feels that they don't do anything and they wish they could do something.
Već se bhakte osjećaju kao da ništa nisu učinili i jako bi voljeli da su nešto u stanju zaista učiniti.
So we see that and when friends get together and everyone is glorifying themselves.
Vidimo to kad se prijatelji okupe, onda svako slavi sebe.
Yeah. And then, of course, the counterpart of the Krishna conscious way is that when devotees of equal status get together, they always share Krishna consciousness together, work together to serve the Lord in different ways. They share friendship, they share their feelings like that. There's a bond of genuine friendship based on, you know, helping each other become Krishna conscious, talking about Krishna.
I suprotnu situaciju normalno nalazimo u društvu bhakta, kad se oni skupe zajedno, onda oni dijele realizacije svjesnosti Krišne, pomažu jedni drugima da napreduju u duhovnom životu.
And then the last category is that when someone is in a lesser position or less qualified, one thinks, oh, they're, you know, I'm better than them, or they're just, we find some ways to criticize them, to make them even feel even lower. Oh, he's such a fool.
I zadnja kategorija je kada se osoba nalazi na nekom nižem položaju ili je manje kvalificirana od nas. Onda imamo tendenciju da smatramo kako je ta osoba je velika budala.
Oh, they're in Maya.
I da je u Maji.
Yeah, okay, well, they're in Maya, help them get out of Maya.
Dobro, ako je u Maji, pomozite mu da se iščupa.
Yeah, everyone's in Maya, but the idea is to not to allow people to stay in Maya, but to help them come up to a higher standard. So one should make an active effort to reach out to others who were less fortunate or maybe in a less position and try to bring them up to a better situation. That is preaching, that is compassion.
Svi su u Maji, međutim, cijela ideja je pružiti ruku takvim ljudima i uzdići ih do razine pravilnog standarda. I to je zapravo preaching.
So Prabhupada explains the translation and the purport explains that if one can interact with seniors, equals and juniors like this, then one will never be affected by the material energy. In other words, one will be free from the tribulations of the material energy.
I kako nam govori sam stih i objašnjava Šila Prabhupada, ukoliko osoba se može ophoditi prema nadređenima, jednakima i podređenima na način opisanom, onda će biti slobodna od svih neugodnosti, svih problema koje stvara materijalna energija.
A devotee is a dosha darshi. A dosha darshi is one who never sees the faults of others.
Bhakta ya dosha darshi, to znači onaj koji nikad ne vidi greške u drugima.
Everyone has good qualities.
Svako posjeduje dobre odlike.
And everyone has faults.
I svako ima i nedostatke.
So there Prabhupada explains there's two kinds of living entities. There's the bee and there's the fly.
Kao Prabhupada objašnjava, postoje dvije kategorije živih bića. Jedno je pčela, drugo je muha.
Bee goes for the honey.
Pčela traga za medom.
He's looking for the honey, the sweetness, right?
Traži taj med, traži slatkoću.
And the fly is jumping around looking for the stool.
A muha se skita naokolo tražeći izmet.
So Prabhupada said devotees are like honeybees. They always see the good in others.
Prabhupada je rekao, bhakti su poput pčela. Oni uvijek nalaze dobro u drugima.
It's not that they're blind to others. You maybe say deficiencies or flaws, but they don't consider that very important.
Nije da su oni slijepi, da ne mogu vidjeti nedostatke ili greške u drugima, ali jednostavno ne stavljaju naglasak na njih.
They see the good and try to emphasize the good and bring out the good even more.
Oni vide dobro, naglašavaju dobro i pokušavaju probuditi te dobre stvari još više u osobi.
So this type of what we say interaction between devotees and people in general, actually one will never be what we say in what we say overcome by what we say the material energy, in the sense that one will always be peaceful.
Dakle, ako se tako ophodi prema baktama, prema ljudima uopće, onda čovjek neće biti nadvladan materijalnom energijom ili drugim riječima, uvijek će ostati smiren.
Okay. So this is one little section of Bhagavatam. You can read that verse if you like. It's interesting. It's 4th canto, 8th chapter, verse number 34. This is Narada Muni's instructions to Dhruva Maharaj.
To je jedan jako zanimljiv dio Bhagavatama. Ako želite, možete ga sami pročitati. Nalazi stih koji smo citirali je u 4. pijanju, 8. poglavlju, stih 34.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So class has been cut a little bit, so we do have some time left. Is there any questions?
Dobro, malo je, ova je lekcija bila malo skraćena.
So I gave a little brief introduction right now, just to get everyone started in the... And then in the next few days we'll go into each category, or as much as we can, in regards to the different activities of Vaishnava etiquette, how to behave and how to act in certain situations. Maybe many of you are concerned with, your practical, how to practically apply your spiritual life in different situations. So this will cover a lot of points.
Dakle, da, danas sam dao samo kratki uvod da možemo fino započeti sa seminarom, a u danima koji dolaze ćemo obrađivati različite kategorije, govorit ćemo o Vaishnava ponašanju u različitim situacijama. Možda vas zanima također kako praktično primijeniti duhovni život koji prakticirate.
Any questions?
Da li neko ima pitanja?
Yes. Oh, she's speaking.
Yes. How can we? Can you please tell us, Your Holiness, how can we become humble?
How can we become humble? Well, I can only repeat. I can't give you any practical example, but I can only repeat that humility is actually our actual constitutional position.
Ne mogu ti dati praktičan primjer, međutim mogu ponoviti što sam čuo. Poniznost je naš prirođeni položaj.
God is great and the living entity is small.
Bog je velik, a živo biće malo.
The living entity is spiritual, but the material energy is has a tendency to overtake the spiritual living entity.
Živo biće je duhovno, međutim materijalna energija ima tu tendenciju da ga obuzme, da ga nadvlada.
So humility allows one to actually get the mercy of God.
Poniznost je ona koja dozvoljava živom biću da stekne milost Božju.
Humility allows one to depend on God in all situations.
Poniznost dozvoljava osobi da ovisi o Bogu bez obzira na to što se dešava.
By becoming humble or actually depending on Krishna, that is actually the position of humility.
Kad postanemo ponizni, zapravo znači da ovisimo o Krišni.
Prabhupada said, in and of myself I can't do anything, but with the mercy of the Lord I can do anything.
Prabhupada je rekao, sam po sebi ne mogu ništa učiniti, ali milošću Gospodina mogu sve.
So we see the example of Srila Prabhupada, how bold he was in spreading Krishna consciousness, but he knew that it wasn't him, it was Krishna's mercy that was carrying him to success.
Vidimo na primjeru Prabhupada kako je samo bio odvažan u širenju svjesnosti Krišne. Mislim, to nije bio on, Krišnina milost ga je vodila ka uspjehu.
As soon as we act out of false ego, then we start thinking I'm the doer.
Čim djelujemo sa razine lažnog ja, počnemo smatrati sebe vršiteljem aktivnosti.
And then we put ourselves more under the influence of the material energy.
I tako sami sebe postavljamo pod još snažniji utjecaj materijalne energije.
And so Krishna says, in all cases, just depend on me.
Zato Krishna kaže, što god se zbivalo, samo ovisi o meni.
So that's the art that we have to learn from our spiritual master, how to depend on Krishna in all circumstances.
I to je umijeće koje trebamo naučiti od našeg duhovnog učitelja, kako u svim okolnostima ovisiti o Krishni.
Another example of humility, or another point of how to become humble, is a person who is humble doesn't expect anything.
Još jedan primjer poniznosti ili način kako da postanemo ponizni je sljedeći. Ponizna osoba ne očekuje ništa.
If you expect something, then you may get it or you may not get it.
Ako se nečemu nadate, nešto iščekujete, možete ga dobiti ili ne.
If you live without expectations, then you that is actual humility.
Ako živite bez očekivanja, to je istinska poniznost.
So how do we do that?
Kako se to postići?
Therefore again, we have to depend on Krishna.
Pa ponovo, trebamo ovisiti o Krishna.
Krishna knows what we need.
Krishna zna što nama zaista treba.
We still make an effort, but we understand that ultimately it's up to Krishna.
A nije da se ne trudimo, mi ulažemo napor, ali shvaćamo konačno sve ovisi o Krishna.
So again, the devotee doesn't expect anything.
I opet ponavljam, bhakta ne očekuje ništa.
We can expect devotional service or the opportunity to serve.
Možemo očekivati priliku da se uključimo u predano služenje.
That we should expect, and that is something that is always available, of course.
Tome se trebamo nadati i to je naravno nešto što je uvijek dostupno.
But outside of that, if we expect something, then we may get it or we may not get it.
Ali osim toga, nadajući se nečemu, to nešto ili dobijemo ili ne.
And then if we become attached, then ultimately we can't see Krishna.
A ako se vežemo za to što smo dobili ili ne dobili, onda u konačnom smislu ne možemo doći do Krishna.
Our attachments block the ability to see Krishna's hand in every situation.
Jer te vezanosti jednostavno blokiraju tu sposobnost da vidimo Krišninu ruku u svemu što se zbiva.
Okay, does that help a little?
Da li je to imalo pomoglo?
Someone else made an interesting statement also.
Neko je drugi također izjavio jednu zanimljivu stvar.
Humility means to not think less of yourself, but to think of yourself less.
Poniznost ne znači smatrati sebe nižim no što jeste, već manje misliti na sebe.
One who is humble is not so much thinking about what am I getting or what's going on. They're more or less looking to, you know, for the interest of others, for the interest of Krishna. They're looking out to do something rather than to, you know, always trying to, in other words, they're not so self-centered.
Osoba koja je ponizna, ona ne misli šta je dobila, šta nije dobila, već misli više što, kako učiniti nešto, možda nešto za druge. Osoba koja je ponizna nije toliko sresređena na sebe.
Okay, does that help?
Da li je to pomoglo?
Thank you. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Yes.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned that Prabhupada state, simple living, high thinking, and what, if you can a little more say about that, what Prabhupada think exactly with that, and why a lot of devotees, I think that they, rather than that, want to complicate living and high thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Molim te prevedi. teško. Da, spomenulo si da Prabhupada je govorio kako osoba treba živjeti jednostavno, a razmišljati, kako to kažemo, razmišljati o uzvišenim stvarima. Međutim, kako se to praktično radi i zašto većina bhakta želi komplicirano živjeti?
When people ask that question, I think of the verse in the Sri Isha Upanishads, that Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam Yat Kinjat Jagam Tat Jagat Tena Jagtena Bundi Jaha Magridaha Kvajaswadhanam. This is the first verse from Sri Isha Upanishads. It says that everything animate and inanimate is owned and controlled by the Lord, and therefore one should live according to their quota and not more.
Kada ljudi postavljaju to pitanje, često puta se sjetim prvog početnog stiha Sri Išopanišade koji kaže da sve živo i neživo unutar ovoga svijeta pripada i kontrolirano je od Boga i zato osoba treba prihvatiti ono što je njemu određeno kao njezin dio i ne gledati na druge stvari.
And the second verse of the Sri Išopanišade goes on, and if one aspires to act in this way, if one acts in this way, one can aspire to live for hundreds of years.
I sljedeći stih kaže, ako osoba djeluje na ovaj način, onda može željeti da živi stotinu godina.
So what that means is that one should live according to what they need.
To znači da osoba treba živjeti u skladu sa onome što joj je potrebno, onime što joj je potrebno.
And human life is meant for self-realization.
A ljudski život namijenjen samo spoznaji.
And therefore if we waste time in unnecessary things, in terms of you know doing things that are outside our what is necessary to keep body and soul together to practice spiritual life, then we're going beyond the principle of simple living and high thinking.
I drugim riječima, i onda ako živimo, ako svoj život uredimo tako da trošimo nepotrebno vrijeme na nepotrebne stvari, drugim riječima stvari koje nisu namijenjene za jednostavno održavanje tijela i duše zajedno, onda znači da živimo protivno principu jednostavnog življenja i uzvišenog razmišljenja.
Within devotional circles, within Vaishnava circles, there's two categories, that is the Grihastha ashram and the renounced ashrams.
I unutar Vaishnava zajednice razlikujemo dvije kategorije, grihastha ashram i ashram u kojem živi odvojenici.
So in both categories of ashrams there's descriptions of how to conduct one's spiritual and material life and material needs spiritual life.
Iz oba dvije kategorije postoje propisana pravila u skladu sa kojima osoba treba provoditi kako svoje materijalne aktivnosti, tako i duhovni život.
Obviously, a brahmachari's needs is not the same as a grihastha who has family and children.
Očito je da potrebe brahmacharije nisu jednake sa potrebama grihaste koji ima familiju i djecu.
But in both cases, both are required to become Krishna conscious.
Ali u oba dva slučaja nužno je da postanu svjesni Krishna.
So one has to align their, what we say, their activities that are, what we say, supportive of their spiritual life in such a way as that they don't become, you know, excessive or taking away one's ability to practice Krishna consciousness, what we say, easily and effectively.
Osoba se treba pridržavati svojih djelatnosti, ali na taj način da oni ne postanu prepreka za prakticiranje svjesnosti Krišne, treba ih obavljati sa lakoćom i efikasno.
Now sometimes in our society we take on a lot of what we say material things, but that's for preaching.
Ponekad u našem društvu mi prihvaćamo jako puno materijalnih stvari, ali to je s ciljem propovjedanja.
We have big temples and projects like that. So in that way we're using these items as an opportunity to, you know, attract the conditioned souls like that.
Imamo velike temploje i projekte, ali onda te stvari koristimo samo da bismo privukli uvjetovane duše.
But for ourselves we don't require so much.
Ali što se nas tiče, nama nije tako puno toga potrebno.
So, therefore, again, the principle is one should understand, or try to understand, how best to practice Krishna consciousness according to what I need.
Zbog toga, princip je da osoba razumije ili pokuša razumjeti kako prakticirati svjesnost Krishna u skladu sa potrebom.
So, it's a principle. It's not I can't say, well, this is what you should do. It's a principle we live by.
To je princip po kome se treba živjeti. To je princip, nije to nešto što ja mogu reći, tako trebaš djelovati.
Is that clear?
Da li je jasno?
Okay, yes, Mother Nicole.
You were speaking how although devotees, they see the faults that maybe people have, but they don't really emphasize them. They just try to bring out the good in others.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it happens that you have to address certain faults that people have. How do we do that in a humble way?
Govorio si o tome da bhakte ne vide nedostatke u drugima, već samo dobre stvari. Međutim, ponekad je nužno obratiti se onome što je loše u čovjeku da bi se ispravilo. Kako to učiniti na ponizan način?
What do you mean have to address? If you're a guru, you do.
Kako to misliš?
You have to straighten out your disciples.
Kako to misliš, moraš se obratiti?
But that's the service of the guru. If you're a temple president, maybe you have to correct certain behavior that is not conducive to temple life like that.
Znači, to se odnosi samo na gurua. On treba ispravljati učenike. Ili ako se neko djeluje u službi gurua, kao na primjer, kad je temple president, kad treba ispraviti neko ponašanje koje nije pogodno za hramski život.
If you're husband and wife, then I don't know too much about this category, but anyway, sometimes you have to, you know, help each other, you know, work together in becoming Krishna conscious.
Ako,
but because there's such a close relationship there, you know, it's not that one is finding fault.
Ili u odnosu supruga i supruge, ja nisam baš detaljno upoznat sa tom kategorijom, međutim, i tu može doći do određenog uzemnog pomaganja da bi se napredovalo u svjesnosti Krišne, ali pošto je to tako blizak odnos, tu se u stvari ne radi o nalaženju grešaka.
So, if we have to address the situation, it's only done in a mood of service and helping.
I ukoliko moramo se suočiti sa takvom situacijom, onda se to čini samo sa raspoloženjem služenja ili pomaganja.
It's not done in a point of trying to, you know, put that person down or to somehow or another just dwell on that those negativities.
To se ne radi da bi se ponizilo osobu ili da se insistiralo, da bi se insistiralo na lošim odlikama.
Generally, Prabhupada says the spiritual master, that's their job, that's their service to their. Otherwise, you know, amongst devotees, we should not be so concerned about these things.
Prabhupada je često puta rekao, to je služba duhovnog učitelja, on to treba raditi. Inače, što se između nas, bhakta, ne bi se trebali oko toga brinuti previše.
Okay. You know, that kind of question, sometimes people look, well, you know, I'm always faced with these things. You don't have to be faced with them. As soon as you start working on yourself, and as soon as you start developing your own Krishna consciousness more, you actually see the good in others easier. When you're in Maya or you're having trouble, then everybody looks like they're the same way.
Da, ovoga, ljudi često kažu, ja se neprestano suočavam sa takvim stvarima, misleći se na loše u drugima. Međutim, ako osoba počne odista raditi na sebi pročišćavati se, onda će lako vidjeti dobro u drugima, a u obrnutom slučaju, kada je u Maji, onda vrlo lako također primijeti da su drugi u krivu, da imaju loše stvari.
And if even if you see something, then forget it and just emphasize the good, and you'll see that that person, all of a sudden, their good qualities start coming out when you emphasize the positive. They actually respond to, people don't respond to negativity, people respond to positive, especially devotees.
A čekaj, ako primijetiš nešto, zanemari to i stavi naglasak na dobre stvari, vidjet ćeš kako će se one automatski uvećati, jer ljudi ne reagiraju na negativnosti, oni reagiraju na pozitivne stvari, a posebno se to odnosi na bhakt.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, I think am I over time? Krishna Kshetra Prabhu has graced our presence and he's about to begin his seminar. So we'll stop here. And I'm sorry for the little shorter class today, but tomorrow we'll get into categories of Vaishnava etiquette. So you may think, those of you who may have a certain interest, we can speak about certain categories of Vaishnava etiquette and then we can go deeper into this. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.